Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, your agri-marketing pros.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week we've got an interview with a fellow blogger. The blog is called farmpolicy.com, and with me is Keith Good. Keith, welcome to the Zimcast.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
I'd like, first of all, just to maybe get a little bit of background on you.
I grew up in central Illinois, where my grandfathers operated successful farming operations, and I went to school at Southern Illinois University and Purdue University. After graduating from school, I worked for the USDA for a while. After getting married and my wife and I had our first baby, I decided to get out of the workforce and stay home full-time. Shortly after that is when I decided to start the weblog.
Your blog is titled farmpolicy.com. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you've gone through the development process of bringing it to the point where you are?
Well, the goal really is to scan the major newspapers, the national press, and some of the more well-regarded regional papers on a weekday basis and glean stories that are being covered relating to farm policy and develop those and kind of synthesize them into a summary and then provide those to readers so they can just, in a short way of reading something, get an idea of what's being covered.
Since it focuses significantly on policy, and obviously that brings politics into the equation, are you trying to present the information in a fairly objective way, or do you interject your own opinion? And just tell us where you're coming from in presenting the information.
As far as opinion goes, I usually just try to kind of stick more to the fact and kind of like analysis opposed to advocacy. However, there are some times when, particularly with respect to editorials that appear, that I'll kind of interject my opinion a little bit. But as a general proposition, I just kind of like to keep it more news and factually focused and less opinion-oriented. And I think a lot of the readers are very knowledgeable about farm policy and in many instances know a lot more about the issue than I can probably offer up. So I just try to keep it streamlined towards the news side.
What do you hope to accomplish with this as you move on down the road?
The main goal I have in mind is just to make more people aware of what the mainstream media is saying about agriculture. When I first started doing this, I was surprised in some instances about the strong opinions of editorial board pages regarding farm policy, which is generally negative with respect to farm subsidies and the 2002 Farm Bill, and that was being debated. And so I guess the main goal I have is to make people aware of what's being said out there that is laying the basis for public opinion for those that aren't involved in agriculture. The vast majority of people who aren't involved in agriculture are getting a particular point of view about farm policy that probably most of us in agriculture wouldn't agree with.
I can certainly understand and relate to that as somebody who's been involved in reporting agriculture pretty much through most of my career. Looking at what you're doing from a businessman standpoint, do you have goals for this blog site to become something that could become a business model to generate income?
That's something I've thought a little bit about, but I really don't have any specific goals with respect to making money off of it. The main benefit I derive is knowing that people that are knowledgeable about farm policy and people that I have heard of and I read their opinions sometimes and they're quoted in the paper that are looking at my webpage. So it's more of a just personal satisfaction. It's a way to personally educate myself. And since I've been doing it for about a year, I haven't really put some concrete thoughts into a way of making any money off of it.
I know that farmpolicy.com is set up as a blogger website. Agri-marketing pros started out that way, and we just switched over to WordPress, which we're using on our own server. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you've used the technology.
Well, the technology is very cheap and very easy, which is a good combination. It's very straightforward. If users are comfortable with using a computer for word processing and spreadsheets, they could easily do a blog. And as I mentioned, Blogger is a free service. Another blogging service I'm familiar with is called TypePad, and that's only, I think, $5 a month. So they're very inexpensive and very accessible.
The only other question that I can come up with at the moment, Keith, is What's the type of feedback that you've received from people who have been on your site?
Generally, people are just appreciative of it, and because I don't get too much into opinion, I haven't developed a lot of dialogue with people as far as developing threads of discussion. You know, you shouldn't have said this, you should have said that. But generally, I think people appreciate it and add it to their portfolio of existing information sources for farm policy and agriculture. And generally, I've been happy with the response. The hit number has gone up consistently. The number of people who subscribe to the email update has gone up. It's been encouraging.
Have you been able to get some sort of measurement of the type of activity in terms of people who have read the blog or subscribed to it?
Well, the main statistic I look at is the number of people who subscribe to the email, which is just the update available. You can get it in your inbox as opposed to going to the web page. And that started out, of course, with just a few, and then it's steadily gone up, and right now it's about 140. And then the number of hits per day has gone up dramatically. From when I first started, it'd just be, you know, in the single digits per day. And now it's up to about almost 600 a day.
Well, that's good information to know, and we're going to see more of this in agribusiness as time goes on. I know the interest is there, and we appreciate what you're doing, especially helping get good information out about agriculture. So thank you very much, Keith Good, who operates a weblog called farmpolicy.com. That's the end of this Simcast, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.